Y'all ready for this?
Before the construction of any project, the architect carefully prepares working plans so that correct coordination of all trades is ensured.
Back in the materials research laboratory, every batch of material issued to the production line is carefully tested.
It's a busy machine and often a noisy one.
But there's room here for every type of artistic conception.
Today we meet Luisa León. Now a painter, she says she's tried a lot of different jobs. But a couple of years ago, she decided she wanted to be more present in her daughter's life. So she jumped and quit her full-time job. And since the pandemic really took hold, the owner of AZ Lotus Art has been hosting free nightly painting lessons on Instagram Live.
What I'm going to do for my flowers is I'm going to push and then kind of lift, push and lift all the way around to see if I can get that same push up and push up all the way around. If it doesn't work, don't judge me.
I recently caught up with León, and we started our conversation by talking about what kind of art background she had before she made it her full-time gig.
I have been creating since I was younger. I always really liked the arts and sketching and painting, but I never took it as a full thing. I think we're all kind of raised in a way to know that the arts are not really the best way to make income in this life. So I didn't really think of it as an opportunity to just make it a business. I did not go to school for art, but I have always been very close to the arts in the creation of colors and images for everybody.
How do you describe your paintings?
My paintings are not fine art. That's kind of the easy. And I don't mean it in a negative way. However, I have been part of a few art shows where there's critics, and my paintings are usually not in the fine art category. I paint from the heart. So I paint from things that either remind me of something good or they make me feel happy when I look at them. I create with lots of color. I just want people to look at my paintings and have a smile on their face.
So how have you tried to make that happen while we're all in quarantine and with all the news about the coronavirus pandemic? Is it harder to try to put a smile on people's face with art right now?
So actually, to be very, very honest with you, when this whole thing started, I myself, if I get vulnerable with you, I suffer from some anxiety and panic attacks at some point. I do that pretty much, I mean, it happens to me very often. And art has always been a way of healing for me. And when this whole thing started, I had some workshops and classes and some in-face events and pop-ups and things that usually drive my business. That's how I survive. And when this whole thing happened, obviously I canceled everything. So I was left in a very dark spot, like many others, I'm sure, of thinking, what do I do next? How do I survive? How do I feed my daughter with this? So I started thinking that maybe this was not the time to think of art as a perk, but maybe to think of art as a service. So the way that I started doing this was I started asking my friends and said, hey, do any of you want to paint with me live one of these nights? I just want to create, and I'm an extrovert, so I need that contact with people. And none of them answered. Not one person answered. And so then I said, you know, I'm just going to do it either way because this is going to bring me peace. And I'm hoping that this will bring peace to people as well. So then the next day I had probably about 5 people that tuned into the live painting stream that I was doing. It was just me creating a piece with people, walking them through the steps. 5 people painted. The next day I got like 10 or 20. And all of a sudden it just started evolving into this huge community of people that tune in to paint together. It's helping them, but I've always tell them too that they have no idea how much it has actually helped me to have a sense of purpose during this time. And I may not be able to be in the front lines like a lot of people are right now, but I feel like this is what I could do for the community at this time.
So do you plan to do this every day for some amount of time going forward now?
This, like I said, it started with my friends ignoring me and then 5 people tuning in. And it started becoming a community and people started telling each other like, hey, I think you should check this out, or this would help you, or this would help you. I've been telling them, and I made a promise to the community, and I said, I will continue to do this until you no longer need me. And even though as a creative, it is a challenge sometimes to create every single day and keep it up, I enjoy it.
It's so interesting because you hear sometimes about, for example, challenges to writers to, you know, write a novel in a week or something like that. And you hear a lot from painters who and other artists who like to take their time on their work and take a step back and look at it. It sounds like what you're doing is challenging yourself to just almost be, just paint, almost like don't even think about it so much. Just every single day you are going to paint something different.
Yes, that's exactly it. And for my pieces, my actual originals that I think about with the concept and I work on them, I think those are a little more where I get the creative blocks, and sometimes it's more difficult to create. But I think for these classes, because I'm coming from a place of let's just create together, let's not overthink the steps, I always tell my students, just let go, just trust your brush. So I think for the same reason that I keep telling that to them is what I believe in my classes as well. I try to not have an expectation that I have to create something that is going to be huge in this world. I just want to create something that will bring someone a smile or inspiration wave, and is helping me as well to do the same.
You just have to tell people, don't worry if this isn't considered fine art. It's perfectly fine the way it is.
Exactly, because mine isn't. And also, I tell them too, art is our diary. So whenever we create something, it's like a page of a diary. And you will never go and compare your page to somebody else's page, because your life and your experiences and your perspective is different. So the same thing when we do our classes, I tell them, don't compare it to mine. It's not supposed to look like mine. It's supposed to look like yours.
So I have to ask you, because when I first read about what you were doing, the first thing that came to my mind, and maybe others have asked you about this before, it almost seems like you are turning yourself into like a Bob Ross for the 21st century here. Is that something that you think about at all? Like,
it's
have you
so
started
funny.
Painting happy little trees?
It's so funny that you say that, because I was born in Mexico City, right? And so a few of my students in the class have actually started calling me the Mexican Bob Ross. So it's funny that you say that, because I mean, I've heard it, but if I am ever compared to him or called a Mexican Bob Ross, I am extremely honored, because he was a really kind artist. And if we can be remembered in this life, not only for our art, but for the services we did, I think we hit the gold mine there.
All right, Luisa, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for doing this and for having me here.
Luisa Leon is owner of AZ Lotus Art.